Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
It's time for another Hot Cares moment here on Hot 102.7 on the Just Plain Drive. And today we'll be talking about bunnies, rabbits. They make wonderful pets for those who are responsible enough to actually care for them. But sadly, here in Joburg, in many cases, a lot of people take home a cute, cuddly bunny and then end up dumping it on the side of the road when reality sets in. Today we're talking to Miani Pietersa, who's based in Fairland, and she runs Barrario Bunnies. It's a safe haven for these abandoned and neglected rabbits that eventually come to her, and she needs to care for them through her NGO. Miani, just take us through a little bit about Barrario and what you guys do there at the safe haven.
I started because I wanted to sterilize some rabbits at a recreation center in Barrario. And I realized that rabbits breed like rabbits do, and they needed help, and they were just breeding like crazy, and the dogs were killing them, and the cars were running them over, and people were picking them up, taking them home, not knowing how to care for them. And the manager of the center was getting flack because they moved into people's gardens and they eat plants, and people didn't like it. So I decided to start helping there, and I wanted to sterilize them. Pretty much the same concept as your feral cat, trap, neuter, and release, you know? And so that's what I wanted to do, and that's where it was going to end. I ended up becoming a rescue just by default because there's such a demand for it. There are very few places that help bunnies, and it just turned out that, you know, I realized there was a huge need to help these little animals.
Miani, you say they breed like crazy, I believe, every 28 days. So I guess unless you stay on top of the situation, you've got a lot of bunnies to try and sterilize.
They do have babies every 28 days. I have seen with my own eyes where the mother is washing the blood off of her babies that she's just given birth to, and the male is impregnating her again. That's how fast they breed. So within 4 weeks or 28 days, boom, there's your next litter, and you're still trying to deal with the previous 5 or 7 bunnies. They can have up to 12 babies at a time, and the litters just keep growing and keep growing, and it's just a cycle that never stops.
And Miani, I see on your website that you encourage people to adopt and not buy bunnies as pets. A lot of people have no idea what they're getting into when they decide, oh, that looks cute, I'll take it home.
Generally, you go to a pet shop, you buy an animal. What kind of guidance do you get? What care do you get? What information do you get? They tell you, yes, the food. Half the time, the food is wrong. They give you the wrong type of grasses that they need to eat. A rabbit's diet needs to consist of 80% hay. People half the time don't know that. You're not getting the right information when you're buying that little rabbit. So often what happens with me is, yes, I have an adoption fee. I cannot run this rescue without charging some money. It's just impossible. So people get quite upset because, oh, you know, why do I need to sterilize a bunny? I only want one. It's not gonna have babies. And, well, in any case, I don't adopt out single bunnies. Mine go in pairs or not. Then they end up with no guidance. There's no aftercare. I can't tell you guys how many people still message me after they've adopted, and they're like, why does the bunny do this? My bunny is doing that. Is it okay? Do I need to go to a vet? And you're not going to get that from a pet shop. My bunnies stay my bunnies forever. When people adopt from me, I tell them they're family now, and I have to stay in touch for the rest of the life of that bunny. I take them back when people can't keep them anymore. It's just so important for me that I know the rest of their life is going to be okay until their life is no longer. So again, when you're adopting, you're getting a sterilized bunny for your adoption fee. And I'm happy to mention my adoption fee is 500 rand. It is not a lot of money.
No.
But we're getting a sterilized bunny.
Miani, Hot 102.7 listeners have told us that you guys were recently called out to an office park to go and rescue a bunny called a Jersey Woolly, which is quite a long-haired bunny that's not really suited for scorching heat waves here in Joburg.
These rabbits cannot live feral with their long fur. They need to be groomed at least 3 times a week. What happens is that fur just grows and grows. It becomes big, chunky knots. It tears at their skin. Their skins are very sensitive. It ends up bleeding. They can end up with wounds, which again can cause fly strike, all sorts of health issues. And it could lead to a really awful, painful death.
Well, Miani, animals are very close to the hearts of all our listeners here at Hot 1027 and everyone at Hot 1027 and Hot Cares. So if I said to you, how about 20,000 Rand to go towards your sterilization and the medical needs of those bunnies in your care, how'd that sound?
Oh, geez, Dylan. Now I'm crying. Thank you guys so much. I really thank you for today, and I'm really hoping it helps give exposure to these little guys.
All the best, Miani, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.